Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. They call her Lonnie the Theater Lady because she sees a lot of theater.
I love to.
What did you see recently here?
Sunset Baby.
Sunset Baby. All right.
Yeah, at the City Theater. Yeah. Running through December 13th, and I can't recommend it enough.
Tell me why.
It was such a complex play with such complicated characters. It was just a fascination to watch. And to try to actually figure out something about why did that happen? What's going to happen? It wasn't exactly a mystery, but in a way it was some mysterious parts. The plot revolves around a collection of letters that our protagonist, Nina, has inherited from her recently deceased mother, who was a political activist for civil rights.
I see.
Civil rights activist. And those letters were wanted by so many people were trying to get their hands on it, on those letters, for various reasons. And Nina was a really tough, hard, smart, sassy, sometimes volatile character. And Jonice Abbott Pratt plays Nina, and she really does a great job of seamlessly portraying all these different varying emotions. And Nina's boyfriend, Damon, is a hustler just as Nina is. So their set is in a really kind of low-budget apartment. The set, realistically done by Tony Ferrari, really makes you feel the urban setting of the whole thing. So Damon is played by J. Alphonse Nicholson, and he plays this character with such energetic drive. He wants to get out of where he is. He doesn't want to be a drug dealer his whole life and a hustler, and nor does Nina. But since they are both hustlers, you're never sure. Are they hustling each other? What's happening? So then Nina's estranged father, Kenyatta, shows up, and he's played by Keith Randolph Smith. And his character also, they were all so complex. His character could have really been a stereotype, as they all could have been. However, the director, Jade King Carroll, prevented that from happening, and the acting was so masterful by all three of the characters that there were no stereotypes there, none. And he portrays Kenyatta with so much love and compassion and toughness and patience, and just, I can't say enough about the acting of all three of these actors and their characters. Just amazing. And I'm trying to think, what do we want to talk about here?
You must be done.
No, I wanted to tell you that the dynamic cast of this show gives this thoughtful drama so much charisma, and it's very moving, and it's a totally captivating experience.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.